chance at them before, but if you could do whatever you wanted to improve one thing in the hospital, what would that be?
I'd give staff the time and the opportunity to, for their voices to be heard, but also the, I know it's one thing, but also to give them the confidence to do it.
Okay. And if money was no object, what would you need to, what would you do to, and what would you, if you needed to buy something, what would you do to help make this happen?
I think it's about possibly backfilling some of the staff to take them out of the normal environment, to give them the chance and the opportunity to, because people are, you know, down to the wire as to what they can do within their given hours, but they, the people on the front line are the people with the answers.
Okay, and how do you, if you need to find something out, how would you do that? It could be anything related to work or something like that.
The first thing is I've got to make sure that I know who I need to contact, because that's, you know, I know a fair few people here because I've got quite a few years service here at Northampton, but I don't know everybody, so then I need to test my knowledge of who do I need to ask, get round to them, and face to face is best. Might need a quick email or phone call first, but definitely face to face.
So finding the right people.
Yeah, because people make things happen. Yep.
And just a bit of a funny one, but like, what do you carry around with you whilst you're at work? What have you got on you at the moment?
I've got my mobile phone. I've got like a folder which I carry a pen, a pencil, a pad, sometimes stuff written on it, a piece of work which is normally something I'm doing on the way back from where I am, a copy of my diary, sticky notes. It's a mobile office, by the way.
It's amazing, paper clips, this thing.
little identifying tag sticks, which are different colours. Did I say mobile phone? And tissues, because every now and again I come across someone who's near to tears. So if I can help them out with that too, then brilliant.
That's very... I never realised so much stuff could fit in there. That's amazing. It's like your own WH Smiths.
It is, yeah.
And do you use the internet at all, at work or at home?
Yes, I do, yeah.
And what do you use it for?
The actual internet as opposed to the intranet. So the internet, I would use it obviously for shopping, which you do. A little bit of research every now and again, so that might be work related or that. Primarily for fun, really. It's amazing what competitions you can enter on the internet. But it's a knowledge source for me.
Okay.
Whether I'm looking up, you know, tickets for the O2 Arena, or has anybody in another pathology department done something somewhere.
Do you have a computer at work that you can use?
Yeah, we've got access to the internet, although obviously some sites of course are restricted, which is understandable. So you know, you wouldn't be allowed to go and check your lottery numbers, but you can get to all the recognised, like, government websites. You can go into Google and look through things that way and that. So it's a fairly free reign, but any restrictions there are understandable.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Can I just...